November's Living in Brisbane has plenty of ideas for a sensational summer in Brisbane. Celebrate the return of $2 summer dips on 1 December, explore Victoria Park, and save the date for the opening of Kangaroo Point Bridge, Brisbane's newest bridge. November's edition also has tips and reminders of how you can prepare your home and family for the upcoming storm season. Join us as we make the most of living in Brisbane this month.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. Brisbane residents are all too familiar with wild weather and natural disasters at this time of year. That's why our council works year-round to prepare Brisbane for severe weather. We've cleaned close to 100,000 drains, we've maintained hundreds of hectares of bushland, and we have a stockpile of sandbags at SES depots in preparation for storm season. We're also making it easier for you to do the same, with the cost of green bins slashed to less than $1 a week, and a free subscription service for Brisbane severe weather alerts to warn you about upcoming weather. While we can't predict when wild weather will strike, we can always be better prepared.
When we say Victoria Park is Brisbane's new backyard, we really mean it, because it's the perfect place to relax, unwind, and have fun with the whole family. Spend some time at Springhill Common, the ideal place for a picnic and watching the sun go down. Plus, there's a whole calendar of events happening throughout the year, including Council's free weekly yoga and soccer classes for kids. To plan your day out, head to our website and search Victoria Park.
Beat the heat and dive into your favourite pool as $2 summer dips returns from 1 December. Keep cool and enjoy laps at Valley Pool, Fortitude Valley, or a family day out at Newmarket Olympic Swimming Pool. There are 22 council swimming pools across the city, offering opportunities for fun, fitness and recreation, each with different activities to try. Head to our website to find the pool that best suits you, and don't forget to slip, slop, seek and slide.
Whack-a-doo! The Bluey's World immersive experience has landed in Brisbane. Taking centre stage at North Shore Pavilion, Bluey's World invites us all into the Healer's iconic family home, backyard and beyond for real life. Make a day of it, leave the car at home and make your way there via CityCat, as featured in episodes of the hit television series including Spy Game and Ice Cream. Jump into the vibrant and playful world of Bluey with the whole family until the 27th of April 2025. Visit blueysworld.com for more information and tickets.
Bring along your bikes and dust off your skates, because Brisbane's newest home of cycling and inline skating is opening soon. Brisbane International Cycle Park at the Murray Recreation Reserve is the place to be for both recreational and professional riders. Brisbane International Cycle Park will support Brisbane's cycling community in the lead up to and long after the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. For information, go to Council's website at brisbane.qld.gov.au.
The festive season is just around the corner. There will be plenty of free and affordable fun for the whole family. The iconic Lord Mayor's lighting of the Christmas tree in King George Square is just one of the festive favourites sure to delight. Watch City Hall as it comes to life with an exciting Christmas tale and light display. Live performances in Queen Street Mall will keep you entertained while you're Christmas shopping. Don't forget, the Lord Mayor's Christmas Carols returns to River Stage on Saturday, 7 December, with a free satellite event also happening at Victoria Park. Keep an eye out on our website for more information and updates.
Council's parks, reserves and bikeways help keep us healthy and active, all for free. Here are some ideas to get you started. We've built new pickleball courts at 3 locations, bringing our total number to 18, with locations including Wakerley, Parkinson, Cinnamon Park and Stafford. Get your steps up on our nature trails at Tui Forest Nathan or Chermside Hills Reserve, McDowell. Enjoy a workout on our outdoor gym equipment at many parks like Darling Point Park in Manly, Guyot Park in St Lucia and Merthyr Park, New Farm. Join one of Council's free and affordable active and healthy classes and try out some new activities.
Disposing of batteries and flammable items safely can help prevent potentially deadly fires or explosions that could cause harm to bystanders, nearby property and vehicles. You can recycle batteries for free, At our four resource recovery centres in Chandler, Willawong, Nudgee and Fernie Grove, and at our free household hazardous waste days throughout the year. They can also be dropped off at your nearest B-Cycle drop-off point. Remember, always remove batteries from items before you dispose of them, and don't forget that batteries, especially lithium-ion ones, and flammable items like gas bottles should never be placed in household bins. Visit our website or download Council's Brisbane Bin and Recycling app.
The Kangaroo Point Bridge will become one of our city's most recognisable landmarks and a must-visit destination, with the final design featuring an above-water restaurant and a riverside cafe. The 460-metre-long bridge connects the Kangaroo Point Peninsula to the CBD, making it easier to walk or ride between Kangaroo Point, the eastern suburbs, and the city centre. It's also set to take up to 84,000 cars off the road every year, with active travel times from the Gabba to the CBD expected to reduce by up to 50%. Join us to celebrate the opening of Brisbane's newest and tallest bridge. Save the date for Sunday, the 15th of December 2024. Visit Council's website at brisbane.qld.gov.au on how you can join in this historic moment for Brisbane.
We are progressing plans to expand Brisbane Metro, north to Castledine, east to Brisbane Airport, southeast to Capalabar, and south to Springwood. The expansion would create 22 new Brisbane Metro stops and deliver bus rapid transit to more suburbs to help keep Brisbane moving.
It will soon be easier to find and safely park shared e-bikes and e-scooters when e-mobility parking hubs across the CBD and surrounding suburbs are installed. The new hubs will be easy to find. Just look for the painted designs on the ground as designated areas to park or pick up shared e-mobility devices. They will also help keep footpaths and roads clear, safe and accessible for pedestrians and road users.
Storm season is here, and the thundering sky is an important reminder to prepare your property and family for severe weather. Tidy your yard by trimming overhanging branches, mowing, clearing leaf buildup, and tying down loose items like outdoor furniture. Prepare your home and family by clearing gutters, preparing an emergency kit with food and essential medical supplies, and creating an emergency contact number list. You can also sign up to our Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service and follow us and the Bureau of Meteorology on social media channels for up-to-date information. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au for more tips on how to be prepared.
Howard Smith Wharves Ferry Terminal has been busy since it was added to the CityCat route in May. There have been more than 20,000 CityCat services stop at Howard Smith Wharves over the past 6 months. CityCats are a great way to get to the popular entertainment precinct and Fortitude Valley. They're accessible to passengers with mobility requirements, travelling with prams, bicycles, and e-scooters. CityCats run from 6:10 a.m. at Howard Smith Wharves on weekdays until approximately 11:30 p.m. on weeknights and midnight on weekends. You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.